Okay, today's daf was Shabbos daf Tezvav. The Gemara started off by discussing the three times that Shammai and Hillel actually argued. With all the machloksim that we have between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, there were only three actual machloksim between Shammai and Hillel. And interestingly, in all three machloksim, Shammai and Hillel were not the only people involved in the machlokas. The first machlokas was about the shear of what's chayiv and chala. Shammai held mikav chala, Hillel says mikabayim, and the Chum said lo kediv reza v'lo kediv reza, rather it's kavu mechza. And Rabbi Yossi holds that you need hey revayim of kemach, that it's a kav and a quarter plus a little bit more is going to be chayiv and chala. So four different shittas about what's chayiv and chala. Second machlokas that we had between Hillel and Shammai themselves was how much water that mayim shu'uvim would pass the mikvah prior to the mikvah reaching its level of 40 sin. Of a full share of a mikvah. So Shammai held Hillel held Malei Hin Mayim, Shuvim Pasels a mikvah. Shammai held that Tisha Kabin of Mayim Pasels a mikvah. And the Chum again said, Loka Derezev, Loka Derezev. Rather, we pass like the two weavers who came from Shara Ashba in Yerushalayim and told us the name of Shmaya and Naphtalion, that it's Shlosha Lugin, three Lugin of Mayim Shuvim is what Pasels a mikvah. And it was in that context that the Gemara had mentioned that Chayiv Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabo, because Hillel used the Lashon that Shmaya and Naphtalion used of Malayin instead of just saying Hin Mayim. The third Machlok Shammai and Hillel was about Nida. When a woman sees Dam, how much Lamafreya does she have to assume that she's Tamea? So Shammai said nothing at all. It's Mikanalaba, Dayan Shaitan. Hillel said, no, you have to go back to the last time she did a Bedika, and if last time she did a Bedika it was clean, so anytime since then you assume she was Tamei. Because she was clean from that Bedika and back, but anytime since then you assume she was Tamei. And the Chum said, look at the Rizah, look at the Rizah. Rather, we say that at maximum you're going to go back 24 hours. If she did a Bedika within the last 24 hours that was clean, so you only go back to that Bedika. But a maximum of 24 hours. The Gemara then says, wait a second, there seem to be two other machloksim between Shammai and Hillel that we didn't mention. What about Smicha and Yantif? So the Gemara says that doesn't count as a machlokas between Shammai and Hillel because that was already argued in previous generations. What about Botzer Lagas? A person cuts grapes and they're in the basket and there's some juice seeping out of the grapes. Is it Machshel Kabel Tuma? That was a machlokas Shammai and Hillel. Gemara says no, because ultimately Hillel agreed to Shammai in that machlokas, so that doesn't count either. The Gemara then tries to trace the history of the gezerah of Eretz Ha'amim being Tameh, because it seems that there are many different stages in history where there were gzeros made about the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim. So the Maskanas HaGemara, by the time it gets through the whole story on Tezvav and Beis, the Gemara tells us that Yossi ben Yoezer was gozer Truma that touches Afar from Eretz Ha'amim, that it's going to be Suffolk Tamei. If it touches the actual dirt of Eretz Ha'amim, it's going to be Suffolk Tamei. The less it might have been touching dirt that comes from a Kever Ames. But 80 years prior to the Chorban HaBayis, they added to that Gzeira and said even Truma that goes into the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim, to the airspace of Eretz Ha'amim, is also going to be Safek Tamei, not Vadai Tamei. And then finally, in Usha, they made a takana that Truma that touches the dirt of Eretz Ha'amim is going to be Vadai Tamei, airspace of Eretz Ha'amim is going to be Safek Tamei. In order to get to that point of Usha Eskinu and to learn the three levels, we mentioned the Mishnah where it told us that even though generally speaking one is not allowed to burn Truma, unless it's Vadai Tameh, Safek Tameh, you wouldn't burn Truma. There are six cases of Truma that's Safek Tameh that you would burn it even though it's only a Safek. Case number one is Truma that comes that entered into a Beis HaPras, a field where you had lost the Kever. So even though you don't know if this Truma was Ma'ahil over the Kever, you're allowed to burn the Truma. Second case was Afer Eretz Ha'amim. If you have earth from Chutz Laretz that comes into Eretz Yisrael and touches Truma, you burn it even though you don't know necessarily that earth was from a Kever. Third case is Bigdei Ama'aretz, or Metamei B'magel Masa Misafek, even though we don't know for sure that the Ishto Nida of the Ama'aretz sat on it and therefore was Metamei the clothing. The fourth case is Stam Kelim, that are found in the streets and in the marketplaces, and you don't know if they're Tamei. We assume they are Tamei Misafek. Fifth case is if you find saliva, it's also Metamei Misafek, because we have to assume that maybe it comes from a Zav, or it comes from a Nida, so we will go there to burn Truma on that as well. The final case is if you find Meruglaim, a person finds urine, so we're always Choshish that maybe it comes from a Zav, and any Truma that touches that would have to be burnt as well. And even if you find the Meruglaim next to Meragle Behema, so Rashi says, and therefore there's more reason to believe that not only did it not come from a Zav, it may not have even come from a human being, it's a Svek Sveka, even so, we're going to be machmer even on the sfek sveka. Truma that's safek, whether it touches any of these things, Bereshus HaRabim is tahar, Bereshus HaYachid is machlokas. If you find the Bereshus HaYachid, according to Rabbi Yossi, you would burn. According to the Chachamim, it would be tolim. So that's the basic chazar. The bottom starts getting into the sugya of glass, which we'll start tomorrow, and we'll summarize that with the next year.